Welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today, our sponsor on Men in Charge in Briefs is, now on Paramount Plus, Star Trek, The Schenectady Generation. For some reason, some Star Trek people are hanging out in Schenectady, and they're doing something. Tune in today.
And as you listen, remember, get that implicit question in and mail it to us, and good luck with a valuable prize.
Good luck.
Now for a word from Men in Charge in Brief's latest sponsor. Everybody out of the pool now. Furniture rental. Folks, we've all been there. You've thrown a lovely party. It's late. Time for things to wrap up because you've got obligations early the next morning. But the Willards from across the street are still relentlessly enjoying themselves. And after Dwayne has poured himself yet another double old-fashioned while launching into his third golf triumph story of the evening, you look at your partner in alarm and exhaustion. How do you wind up this puppy without hurt feelings or odd looks? Most of the other guests have long since left, but you're still stuck making small talk with your least favorite neighbors, and it's nearly 1 a.m.
Sure, you've always considered yourself the ideal host. Interesting guests, top-shelf refreshments, plenty of lead time, but the same thing always seems to happen. The chronic lingerers, the overly loud invitees, the environmental harpies, the mega magas, who have a nasty habit of outstaying their welcome time and again. So what to do?
Do what people throughout Lower Heights are doing. Before your party, one simple call to Out of the Pool Now Furniture Rental will set your guests up for early departures. Our inventory of remarkably used squeaky chairs, wobbly tables, sprung love seats, and synchronized chirping smoke alarms will more often than not clear out your house before you know it. How does this work, you ask? Well, it's proven by science that nobody much likes to be surrounded by our systemic mayhem of shabby, splintered furniture. And we'll do our part in temporarily storing your regular furniture before we replace it with our time-tested, third-hand, worn-out, pet-smelly, shapeless junk. Studies show that when guests are made to feel uneasy, uncomfortable, or even slightly threatened by rotted furniture, they tend to leave social gatherings significantly earlier than they might do otherwise.
And for those who choose to miss all these standard cues to leave your house, our Napoleon's Retreat from Moscow expedited gold card exit strategy plan considerably ups the ante with industry-leading longish time locks installed on all your bathroom doors, as well as a patented house-shaking experience, which is guaranteed to spill whatever folks are still drinking at that late hour. Because who, after all, brings a change of clothes to a neighborhood party? We'll have your remaining guests up, out, and back on the road before you can say, we'll have to do this again soon.
So let's all agree that we're no longer obligated to stay up way too late, regretting our own generosity, hospitality, and patience with deeply tiresome people. So folks, let's get you your 8 hours once again. Visit us online or downtown at our unique furniture showroom. That's Out of the Pool, everybody. Now, rental furniture, where peace of mind depends on bad housekeeping. Kevin, did someone write in with an implicit question?
Yeah, I'm afraid that based on our sponsor, Star Trek is really phoning it in. And so is Bliss Wills of Rosedale, Nebraska, who asks, is the implicit question brightened by clever onomatopoeia? That isn't an answer to what the question is. It's a question about the question.
So it's another self-undermining entry from our occasional listener. Well, I think they can do better. No, I don't.
No.
But people who've done pretty well are our cast. Tony Flynn and Scott Herrick. This episode was written by Scott Herrick.
And special thanks to the man who's reinventing organ grinding for the 21st century, Brian Lindsay. And remember, don't be a fascist.